I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our monthly updates for the month of April 2022, where we're looking at starting a new month. I view every month as it's like a fresh start. You know, God gives us this reminder every single month where the moon goes through the full cycle. It goes away and then it comes back. It's a reminder that every month for us is a fresh start. Now, our monthly message for this month is going to be lacking nothing. Psalms 23:1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want," or "I'm lacking nothing." In the book of James, it says that we should let perseverance or patience, let it finish its work so that we will be mature and complete, wanting or lacking in nothing. So we're going to be taking a look at this idea. We're going to be taking communion over this for the month. But before we get to that, I told our partners coming up that we're going to do a special video, kind of a little bit of a workshop style, to go through some things to get us started for this month. So this is going to be a new process we're going to start implementing. I'm sure this is going to get refined a little bit over time. This is brand new, so bear with me a little bit if it's still a little bit clunky as we get the pieces all lined up in place. But I want to go through some things, and we've been talking a lot about, over the last couple months with our partners, this idea of setting up filters, about how the filters in our house, for example, are supposed to be changed out every month. And when the filters aren't changed, the things in the house don't work like they're supposed to. And getting some filters in place to help us filter our decision-making as we go throughout the day. So hopefully our lives are producing more fruit is one of the things that we're after. So we're going to go through a little different process. We're going to get started with prayer here, and then we'll dive into this process and get going from there. But Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this opportunity. This opportunity of a reminder of a fresh start as we start this month of April. The reminder of a fresh start. And I just thank you that you're with us, and I ask for your help tonight for us to get this process implemented the way you want it to be implemented. That we'd all come away with this with fresh insights and fresh clarity, knowing exactly the things that we want to be working on, that you want us working on over this next month. And we just thank you for the reminder that nothing's impossible with you, and that you can do exceedingly abundantly more than all we ever ask or think or dream or imagine, according to your power that's at work within us. We just thank you for being with us in Jesus' name. All right, so let's dive into this a little bit. So our first one, we're going to do a little bit of recap of the previous month. And this is part of our goal here, is to get some positioning in our mind and in our spirit first before we get into these other pieces. But I want you to think back over the month of March. And if you have a journal or a piece of paper, something to write with, you can start kind of taking notes on this. But what were your wins for the last month? Over the month of March, what were your wins? Just think back. What are the ways that you saw God coming through? What are the things that you're grateful for? What are the things that went well? If you need to pause the video, you can. And just take a few minutes and just write down a list. And part of this is just getting our mind into a good position first, where we're ready to receive what God has for us tonight. And then I want you to think back over the last month. I want you to think about, what are the things that you learned? What are the things that are new and exciting, fresh revelations, fresh insights that you learned over the last month? What are the things that you learned over the last month? Like I said, you can pause the video and you can go through this. And then next, we're going to talk about, what are some adjustments that need to be made as we go forward into this month of April? And so we're going to go through some filters. I got some areas of life. We're going to look at some areas. What I've done is I've pulled pieces from all the different books that we have and kind of combine them together to help us create some filters for our lives, to examine ourselves, to see how we're doing in the different areas of life, and to also put some filters in place to help us make better decisions in those areas, as well as some action steps that we can take to get different areas of life moving forward. So our first one, let's look at the fruit. You know, if we're walking with God, we should be seeing some fruit. But keep in mind, sometimes to grow fruit, you got to grow roots downward. So sometimes you'll experience this changes happening from the inside out. So you may notice that you experience the changes that we're talking about. It may start in your spirit, then it may grow into your soul, and then into your physical body, and then in areas like finances and family relationships. all these different other areas of life. And so you may experience it on the inside first. And sometimes if you're going in the right direction, it's just simply a matter of time before it begins to grow into those other areas. But we should be seeing some fruit in our lives. We should be seeing some fruit. I'm just thinking, I was reminded today as I was thinking about this, in the stories of King Solomon, it said that during his time when he was king, and the country was very prosperous during that time, that each month, one of the tribes was responsible for basically bringing food and harvest and different things for each month. And so I want you to think about, you know, you could pick one of these fruit every month and just kind of rotate through them. But spiritually, we want to be seeing some beautiful solutions. You want to feel this connection to God, this peace and joy. But we also want to see a transformed life. We want to see a transformed life, transform from the inside out, different desires, different goals in life, goal to make other people great, to give other people the same grace God has given us. And we want to see some beautiful solutions. Beautiful solutions are solutions that God brings forth in our life. It's not something that we made happen on our own. It's a beautiful solution that he set in motion. He made happen. It comes by resting and trusting in him. And I think beautiful solutions create ripple effects for good across every other area of our life. Solutions that we come up with ourselves usually create a bunch of side effects that are not good. Whereas beautiful solutions create these ripple effects for good across every area of our lives. And over time, this is going to lead to transforming our own lives and hopefully transforming the lives of others, making other people great. We want to see in our soul, we're growing in our positive emotions. We're growing in what we would call the fruit of the Spirit. We're growing in faith and love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness, gentleness and love. Our emotional state is growing consistently over the month. And we're also using times when we have negative emotions, because it's going to happen. We're using those negative emotions as feedback, as times to make adjustments in our heart, as times to seek God and say, all right, God, why am I feeling this way? What am I believing? What am I thinking on and meditating on that's causing me to feel this way? And we use God, we ask God for his help to turn those areas around and turn those into areas of strength. And so those positive emotions are growing. We're using the negative emotions as feedback. That should be some of the fruit that we're seeing. We're experiencing these things growing in our physical body. The fruit is, it's going to be abundant health. We're going to improve in the way we look, the way we feel, the way our body performs. We're going to see fruit in those areas. In our finances, we're going to see the fruit of, you know, our needs are met and it's overflowing where we can be a blessing to other people. We've got our savings, our investments, and our giving are all growing. We got enough for what we need to do in our own lives. We got enough to be a blessing to other people. And that's beginning to grow and overflow. Family, we got this amazing sense of connection with our family, and we're bringing out the best in each other, helping each other to reach our potential. In the area of order, when things are in order, the fruit of it is that when things are in order, things are in position, order is about positioning, this grace begins to flow. And all of a sudden, there's this ease to everything. It's graceful. It's orderly. It's peaceful. It saves time, because when everything is where it's supposed to be, it saves a lot of time. It's safer. There's protection. There's order in place. In the area of time, we want to see high levels of productivity while also having plenty of extra time. We're being highly efficient and highly productive, but we're not in a hurry. We've got plenty of extra time to do other things as well. In the area of purpose, we're experiencing this purpose and meaning in our lives where we know we're walking in that thing that God created us to do. We're using our unique skill sets and the things that God has gifted us in to be fruitful, to multiply that out into other people, and to increase it greatly by doing business and ministry together. Because no matter what we're doing, you got to apply the principles of both good business, you got to be profitable, you got to have good systems and structures in place, and you got to apply the principles of ministry as well, of doing good, being a blessing, creating something that is pleasing to God and serves people. Got to have all those working together. And then we're going to create this community, the fruit of community, a people, a body of people working together as one. Beautiful teamwork, growing and multiplying together. It gets to the point where everything, you got this beautiful body, and everything that can be that's needed can be generated from within. So these are the areas we want to be seeing some fruit in our lives. And so it's a time to examine ourselves. All right, what areas maybe am I not seeing fruit? And one of the beautiful things about this, I believe, is that when we get the one thing right, we get that grace flowing. We rest and we get that grace flowing through us. I think you get all of this as a package deal. It all comes together. It's a beautiful thing. So let's talk about some filters. So in my book, The Eighth Date, we talk about setting some standards and some filters in our lives. And those standards serve as what we call the high thing. The high thing in the Old Testament talks a lot about the high things of God, about the people who were worshiping the wrong high things. The high thing, think of it like true north on a compass, helps us to navigate, helps us to make decisions by. And so I want you to think about these filters. If you have one of those areas, if I go back a slide, what I want you thinking about tonight, I want you to pick one of these. The area where you feel like you are seeing the least fruit, or the area where you want to see the biggest transformation in, or you just want to work on. I want you to pick one of these areas. And we're going to work on it for this month. We're going to set one of these filters we're about to look at in place for the month. And we're going to use it to help us navigate through this month to hopefully see some more fruit coming this month. Okay, and here's the way that I would suggest you do this. We're going to go through these areas. Is I would take them in this order: spirit, soul, body, finances, family, order, time, purpose, and community. And what I would tell you is this. If you have an area, if you have an issue going on, let's say in finances, and you got an issue going on in the soul and the emotions and those types of things, focus on, go up the chain. So start higher up because it will work its way out. If you have an issue in family and you got an issue in health, start with the health. It's a higher priority. Let it work its way out through you into your family. And so start from the inside out. Work that way so we can set these filters in place. So our first one, we just need overall better direction for our life. Our overall life is going the wrong direction. You can't go wrong with this one. It's grace. The standard, let's set the filter, let's set the standard of grace. God is doing continually good for us all the time. He never, ever stops. Even when we feel like we miss it, he never stops. And we have to learn to do the same for other people. We all have a tendency when people push our buttons sometimes, we want to snap at them, we want to retaliate at them, we want to withdraw our presence, we want to give them the silent treatment and not talk to them. And sometimes you got a little, if when the emotions get, the feathers get ruffled a little bit, you got to give a little space sometimes. I get that. But we want to get to this place where we're functioning like God. We're imitating him in this, where we do continually good for others, just like he's done for us. We respond to pressure and adverse situations with beauty and poise and grace. If you did anything, you could set this filter. And the way I want you to use these filters, we talked about, we did our implementation workshop about 6 or 7 weeks ago, about getting into the habit of journaling. And for your journaling, what I want you to do is this: whichever filter you pick for this month, or if you have a different filter you want to use, whatever filter you pick, I want you to write this. Think of it as the high thing. It's the high thing that we're going to use to navigate this month with. I want you to write this filter at the top of your journal every single night, at the very top of the page. I want this to be written at the top of the page every single night before bed. Because it's going to keep it top of mind to help you filter your decision-making as you go throughout the day. So you write this filter at the top. My filter is God is doing continually good for me all the time. He never stops. And I'm going to do the same for others. And then you start going throughout your day and someone does something for you, does something to you that maybe offends you, maybe pushes your buttons a little bit. And you think back to that filter. Wait a minute. I'm going to give them the same grace God has given me. Love always assumes the best. It keeps no record of wrongs. I'm going to let it slide. I'm going to do good for them. And you use that as your filter. Let's say we're struggling in the area of emotions. Emotions are just out of control, whatever it may be. Our filter is going to be this. I'm growing in my positive emotions and faith and love and peace and joy, kindness, patience, goodness, gentleness, self-control. I'm growing in these positive emotions. And I'm using any negative emotions I have. Sadness, anger, depression, boredom, fear, stress. I'm using these negative emotions as signals for me. I got to make some adjustments. I'm going to bring those areas to God. Ask him for his forgiveness. And all these, whenever we miss it, we miss our filter. We're going to bring that area to God. We're going to ask for his forgiveness. We're going to forgive ourselves and stop beating ourselves up. If we need to reconcile with somebody else, we'll take those steps to reconcile with them. And then we're going to say, God, thank you that what you put within me is more than enough. And there's grace available today to help me to respond to this area of life with beauty and poise and grace and to handle it the right way. And so we're going to use this filter for those that need help in their emotions. We're going to use this filter. I'm growing in my positive emotions today, and I'm using my negative emotions as feedback. In the area of health, in our physical body, we're going to use this filter. My body is God's temple. And we're going to write that at the top of the journal every single night. My body is God's temple. Like I said, we're going to pick one of these, whichever one you want to focus on. My body is God's temple, which means what? I care for it. I take care of it. I keep it clean. I keep it healthy. I put good food into it. I get it its rest. I exercise it. My body is God's temple. I'm going to treat it that way. And anytime I fall off track, I'm not going to do it on my own. I'm going to ask for his grace to help me to treat it the way he wants me to treat it, to treat it the way he designed to be treated. If the area is finances, we want to see some improvement in finances. We're going to set this filter. I'm going to seek first the kingdom of heaven. And I'm going to do that by valuing relationships over money. I'm going to prioritize relationships over money every single time. And I'm going to be a good steward of the things that God has entrusted to me. Whatever money, whatever resources, property God has entrusted to me, I'm going to be a good steward. And I'm going to value relationships over money. I'm going to seek first his kingdom by valuing relationships over money, and I'm going to be a good steward. In the area of family, the filter is going to be, I'm bringing out the best out of my family. I'm bringing out the best of them. I'm encouraging them. I'm listening to them. I'm understanding them. I'm challenging them. Maybe disciplining them. I'm bringing out the best in them. Whatever I got to do to make them great. Whatever I got to do to bring out the best in them. That's my filter. That's what I'm going to use to help me navigate. In the area of order, it's about correct positioning. We need to create more order in our lives. The filter at the top is, I'm going to have everything in its perfect position. How are we going to find that? God's going to show you. His Holy Spirit's going to come in and show you how to put everything in its perfect position. Order is about positioning, and positioning has to be maintained because things want to get knocked out of position every day. The first thing we position is ourselves. We get ourselves positioned in the light, get our emotions positioned in a good place. We stay positioned in gratitude and praise. And then God's going to show us how to get things in our environment put in its proper place. So you're going to be on the lookout. I'm going to keep everything in perfect position. I'm going to look around my house. I say, what's out of position? How can I put it back in position? I'm going to look in the business, in my workplace. What's out of position? How can I put it back in position? That's going to be my filter. I'm looking at positioning. When I create that positioning, that grace is going to flow. That grace is going to flow. Everything's going to be easier, safer, more efficient. In the area of time, we need to get more fruit out of the area of our time. Our filter is this. I'm going to focus on God's plan today, and I'm going to produce things that last. I'm going to stay focused on and produce things that really matter, things that really last. Because there's all kinds of things that we can do that are really a waste of time. I'm going to focus on God's plan, and I'm going to produce things that last. In the area of purpose, God has a unique plan for my life. Shouldn't say seek on there just yet. God has a unique plan for my life. Well, we could say seek it, and I'm going to seek after that plan. If I'm going to be efficient in my time, I got to know what that plan is. God has a unique plan for my life. I'm going to seek him for that plan. I'm going to keep reminding myself. That's my filter every day. He's got a unique plan. It's going to use my strengths, my talents, maybe even some of my weaknesses, because those might be areas where God shows off through me. In the area of community, we're going to have a community of people who are aligned with God's kingdom, and every part, it's doing its work. Every part has got a unique work that it was designed to do. Everybody's aligned, which means everybody's on the same page. We're working together as a team, aligned toward a common vision. Aligned toward a common vision, and every part's doing its work excellently, self-sufficiently. And the body, the community, just begins to self-multiply when we get to this place. So which filter are we going to use? Look at the areas where you're seeing fruit, or we want to see some more fruit, or make some adjustments, and let's set one of these filters in place. I want you to write it at the top of your journal every single night. And let's talk about some practical. What are we going to do? So we want to get those areas turned around. We want to start seeing some more fruit in those areas. These are the table turners for each one of those areas. The one thing that really matters, if you need to see some more fruit in one of these areas, this is the one thing to do. Overall life, we want to change the direction of our overall life. Daily communion. That's why we put out the daily communion videos. In the area of the soul, in your emotions, the one thing to focus on, your imagination. Because most of those negative emotions are coming out of your imagination. If you reprogram the imagination, has an amazing ability. So watching for those imaginations that pop up in our mind and learning to cast those down. Focus on mastering the imagination and the images that are playing on the inside. It's the shortcut to reprogramming all those emotions. In our physical body, I got two things on here. I couldn't decide which one. I think they're both important. The daily communion workout, which we talk about. The daily communion workout, if you don't have the workout, you can get on our email list and get the daily communion workout. And just having a song in your heart continually. One of the greatest ways to improve how you feel. Have a song in your heart continually, and let's do that daily communion workout. In the area of finances, it's partnership. Partnership. If you do one thing in the area of finances, partnership, because it changes the whole way you handle your finances, the way you steward everything that you have. We're going to get partnered with God. Number one, make God your financial partner, which means he has a say in the decision-making, means you make the decisions together. And if you're married, your most important partner after God is your spouse, which means you do your finances together, in partnership together, tracking them together, making decisions around the finances together, and you bring God into it together with you. Partnering around a common vision in a business, finding ways to partner with people with around a common vision in business, these types of things. Partnership is the table turner. In the area of family, it's cherishing. I'm going to wake up every day with my goal to cherish my family. And I think of it in two ways. It's keeping them from pain on one side, looking for ways to protect them and keep them from pain. It's stepping into their shoes, developing the understanding of what their day is like, and seeing opportunities to keep them from pain and to give them the desires of their heart. On the other side. In the area of order, we talk about our table turner is submitting to authority, but really it's about honor. It's about honor. Often things get out of order because people are rebellious. It's really hard to keep things in their proper position when people are rebelling and not doing what they're supposed to do. Honoring authority, and that starts with us personally. Humbling ourselves, walking in humility, being willing to do the little things and to honor other people. One of the greatest keys to keep in order. In the area of time, resting in your soul. I want you to think about this. You want to improve the time. I want you to focus on being under control, taking the pressure off yourself. Stop being so hurried. Stop being so rushed and rest in your soul. Take your time. Focus on those things that really last and rest in your soul. You'd be so much more productive. Your productivity is so much greater when you're at rest in your soul rather than rushed and hurried and pressured all the time. In the area of purpose, we talk about scribing, hand copying verses from the Bible. It improves your communication skills, improves your writing, and then reading it out loud improves your speaking skills. And then working on our skill development. Part of scribing, I think, is also journaling. Journaling from the heart, scribing from the heart, getting those things in the deep waters of your heart out onto the page so that you get clear on what that unique plan is for your life. Start doing that regularly and then working on your skill development. What are the things, the skills that you know you're going to need for where God has taken you? And then in the area of community, it's connection. Putting a high priority on connecting with one another. High priority on connecting with one another. One of the greatest ways to do that is share meals with people. Just connecting, meeting up, sharing meals with people. High value on connection because it creates that culture of growth. So pick a filter. Pick an area you want to work on. Pick a filter. Write that at the top of your journal every single night to help you guide you in your little decisions that you make all day long and to keep it top of mind as you go throughout the day. And let's master whatever table turner in that area we're working on. If it's in our emotions, let's work on our imagination. If it's in our physical body, let's work on the daily communion workout and having a song in your heart all throughout the day. We want to work on our finances. Let's master partnership and making decisions together with God and with the partners that we have in life. Pick one of those filters and let's apply this table turner into it consistently. I think you'd be amazed at what will happen. So let's talk about schedule coming up. Month of April, we got several yearly cycle things that are coming up. April 15th, also tax day, but we've also got Passover coming up. Passover is a reminder we've been released from darkness, transferred into the light. The word Passover in Hebrew is the word Pesach, which means talking mouth. Which means we're supposed to be talking about, giving continual thanks and gratitude for the transfer. We've been released from darkness, transferred into the kingdom of light, into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And then the next day, April 16th, we start the Feast of Unleavened Bread. 7 days where we're removing all yeast out of our diets for 7 days, eating unleavened bread for 7 days. Reminder that once we've been transferred into the kingdom of light, we got to remove our old ways. Our old self-reliant, rebellious ways, trying to do everything on our own ways. And we got to learn that Jesus is our righteousness. He did the work for us. We got to learn to rest and trust in God. 7 day reminder of that. April 17th, we've got Easter, and it's also the Feast of First Fruits on the Jewish calendar as well. Feast of First Fruits, Easter. Reminder, Jesus was raised from the dead. We got this resurrected life we're supposed to be walking in. God planted the spirit of Jesus in our hearts as a seed. And we have a role to play in cultivating that seed. We have a role to play in cultivating that seed. So we got all those reminders coming up. Now we also have, I think it's April 17th. In the Hebrew culture, that's when they start counting. They count 50 days. I believe it's from April 17th. 50 days until the day of Pentecost, which means 50. So you have a 50-day period. I think of that as like a 7-week sprint. Rapid growth, rapid acceleration up until the day of Pentecost. Now, let's talk about a couple other reminders. We got the schedule in place. I want you to be looking now. We're starting to look into the month of April now. We get some filters in place. We're going to get our one habit or one table turner installed into our lives consistently. But then I want you to look out at the month. What are the little things that need to happen? Maybe you need to get your taxes done. Well, we all need to get our taxes done or get an extension filed. Maybe you need an oil change in the car. Maybe you need to plan a vacation for the family. Maybe you got meetings set up or certain dates in the calendar. Looking out at the calendar, getting prepared now for the things that are coming up ahead. And let's pick one of those filters. You could also look in the area of purpose. What's the one thing you feel like God wants you to focus on? What's the one thing you feel like God wants you to focus on? Let's get all those little things, little to-do list items cleared out of your head because it helps you get more clear. And then say, God, what's the one thing you want me to focus on? And then let's begin to write out, what do you know to do in that area? Not the things you're unsure of, not the things you don't know yet. What do you know to do? What do you know to take action on in that area? And let's get some traction in that this month. Let's get some major traction in it this month. Stay focused on that one thing and keep doing what you know to do each day. So just thinking about lacking nothing. Just thinking about this verse, we did a communion meditation on Psalm 23 the other day, where David says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing." Some versions say, "I shall not want." Just reminded, Jesus says, you abide in me, you can ask for anything in my name. You can ask for anything that you want in my name, so that your joy would be full, God would get the glory. Then in James 1:4, right before that it says, count it all joy. When you encounter various trials and all kinds of different things, because it tests your faith. And it develops perseverance, but you got to let perseverance, or patience, some versions say, finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. The King James Version says, let patience have her perfect work, that you might be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So we're going to take communion over this month here. Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful to have you in our lives, and we thank you for this opportunity of a new month, a fresh start. We're asking for your help today, Lord, to help us install the filters that you want in our lives. Help us install the habits that you want in our lives to see this amazing fruit coming in the month of April. And we thank you for this amazing promise that you are our shepherd, so that we'll lack and not want anything. I'm asking for your help, because it does take perseverance, it says, to keep persevering, because love always perseveres, to get us to this place where we're mature and complete, not lacking or wanting anything. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he said, take it. Receive it, that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. Just imagining and visualizing on one side his sacrifice, all that he went through for us. And on the other side, all that his sacrifice did for us, all that it made us to be, this new covenant that we have with God on the other side. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said, this is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. And have this covenant relationship with him. Father, we thank you for this cup. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take a juice. All right. So start to walk this out. Day by day, let's get those filters set up. Let's start walking this out, executing those simple, daily, fundamental habits. I believe we're going to see some amazing fruit coming this month. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.